through with the army coming in, because moving back to Kilduff area, a whole regiment of British soldiers were encamped at a place called Baskill, and on one occasion a soldier got detached from the regiment and he was attacked by locals, and his body is buried in a ditch and people know where the site is near Carrimore. But something else I was going to mention is, moving on to kind of a different level of what we're talking about, a war broke out between the Protestant rector and the inspectors of excise. The Protestant rector was the Reverend Chichester, who has connections here with Clonmally, and he wrote a book, a little pamphlet, criticising the inspectors of excise because of the way they were treating the people. They were coming along, and when they couldn't pay, they would lift the cattle and bring them into a pound in Carrandullen. So he was very concerned with this, the poverty that the excise officers were causing because of their actions. And in return then, the excise officers replied. The man concerned was a man called Aeneas Coffey, and he wrote a pamphlet attacking Chichester's defence of the potchie makers. But Chichester wasn't encouraging potching, but he was attacking the excise men because of the way they were going about their business and the poverty they were causing. And then Coffey was later on attacked in Lyngad, and he fled to Scotland, where he opened up a still himself. It's called the Coffey Still. Not for coffee.